Financial markets are getting more nervous about the risks from a new strain of a flu-like virus in China. US stocks, especially tourism and travel-related companies, fell sharply overnight on news that a confirmed case of the coronavirus had been detected in the United States. Asian markets have also weakened on news of a growing number of cases. The threat of a pandemic has implications for New Zealand's number one export earner, the tourism industry, and Air New Zealand shares were down close to 2% at one point this morning. The head of research at investment firm Forsyth Barr, Andy Bowley, says it's too soon to say whether the virus will be as disruptive as SARS, which saw inbound traffic from Asia to New Zealand drop by a third at the height of that epidemic.
What we've seen historically from these kind of viruses is subject to how bad the situation becomes. You can see a reasonably severe, short, sharp, negative impact on tourism. And we saw that through the early months of 2003 with the SARS impact. And there was quite a substantial reduction in Asian visitors around that time into New Zealand. And the same could happen again, subject to how the situation evolves from here.
What companies might be affected by the concerns that are being raised by this virus?
In the travel and tourism space, Auckland Airport in New Zealand are two companies that have a reasonable exposure to inbound Asian travellers. Other companies in the broader tourism and entertainment space, such as Sky City, could be impacted given lower levels of inbound Asian tourists. Tourism Holdings, THL, in terms of its core RV rental business, it doesn't have a great exposure to Asian inbound. The larger exposure is arguably through its Waitomo Caves and tourism group activities could see some negative impact as a result.
The head of research at brokerage firm Forsyth Barr, Andy Bowley, talking to Nona Peltier.